Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. Our good friend Dr. Keith Ablow is going to be along at 5:33. I want him to explore gaslighting. Germ, make sure he's got the heads up on that, would you please? Gaslighting. Because I think that's what we are now experiencing with all sorts of campaign stuff. Let me give you a headline I just read. Politico. Politico accuses J.D. Vance, and I'm quoting here, of trying to tether Kamala Harris to the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris administration. How much tethering do you need to point out that she is the vice president of the United States, serving with the president of the United States, Joe Biden, hence the name, the Biden-Harris administration? This isn't all that complicated. And obviously it's not, because even I can understand it. He's trying to tether her to her. See, that's the problem. I think this is one of those gaslighting moments where somebody's going to say, hey, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Well, I'm going to believe my eyes. What's happening on the other side is that they are trying to untether her from who she is so that they can just create something brand new. This is Kamala Harris version 2.0. Even the name pronunciation has changed over the last couple of years, right? So this is the latest version, the latest incarnation, the latest iteration. And in this universe, it's a little bit like the multiverse, isn't it? On this planet, like Earth, I don't know, 76 or something, Kamala Harris is actually in favor of a border wall. She wants to go after people who are price gauging. She meant gouging, but it doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? You're tethered to you. It's you. And over on X, because Politico ran the story on X, and the X people just got all over it. In the piece, the Politico reporter writes, and I quote, speaking at a rally in Big Rapids, Michigan, former President Donald Trump's running mate tried to tie Harris to the Biden administration's policies. Gosh, how difficult is it to tie Kamala Harris to, you know, Kamala Harris? It's pretty clear, isn't it? I think that's the easy one. I really do. University of Virginia, thank God for Governor Youngkin. University of Virginia for the last, however many years, has had these students doing tours. Let's say your kid is thinking about UVA, and you go up there to, you know, do a campus tour. And I will warn you about this. They all, for the most part, blend together. If I heard one more student reference Harry Potter and Quidditch when we were walking on the college's green, my head would have absolutely freaking exploded. They were giving tours of University of Virginia, telling people about how terrible University of Virginia is. And claiming that Thomas Jefferson was a racist and a slaveholder. Well, the second part is absolutely correct. We all know that he owned slaves. And it's one of those periods in our history, I think, that causes our hearts to break. Do you think, how can anybody do that? And then you start looking at things in the context of the times. Not good. Look, I'm Jewish. Believe me, are there going to be anybody who's against slavery? Yeah, it's me. I hate the very concept of one human being owning another human being, looking at that person, that human being, somebody created by God as chattel, as property. But it is what it is. It happened. So what do? You want to tear down the university that Mr. Jefferson established, or would you like to tell the whole story? I'm totally okay with telling the whole story. In fact, I implore you to tell the whole story. But they don't tell the whole story, and they never have in recent history at UVA. They've only come up with one claim after another on the negative side. So finally, as I understand it, Governor Youngkin has gotten the right people into whatever it is, the Board of Visitors. And now the university says we are not going to be using the University Guide Service anymore. So when your kid goes out to Charlottesville to take a look at the school, they actually will be getting the true history of UVA, and they'll be told about the dining halls. So I got news for you. That is really what needs to happen. It's twisted stuff. Oh, speaking of tethered, did anybody notice that Ben Stiller seems to be untethered to reality? Ben Stiller, who I think is just one of the funniest guys ever. I love his work. I really do. I love his parents. Stiller and Mira, absolutely outrageously funny. Great, great comedic talents. And Ben Stiller is a great comedic talent. The problem is that I think what he said the other day was not supposed to be comedy. I think he was being serious when he said that he would be supporting, and he is supporting, and we should all vote for Vice President Kamala Harris because, you know, it'll be for change. And I'm thinking, well, how do you change?
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Who did all this? It's weird, isn't it? Let me give you a couple of other things, because we're all getting ready for this show tonight. I refuse at this point to call it an interview. It's all pre-taped. So who have we had on this show today? We've had a lot of people today, actually. Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, live on the air. Abel Maldonado, great guy. Former Lieutenant Governor of California, live on the air. Jason Lewis, former Congressman for Minnesota, live on the air. None of these guys said, we got to pre-tape this. Oh, and I'm bringing a friend. I want somebody sitting next to me while I do this interview. None of them did that. But that is what's happening, or did happen, and we'll see it on CNN tonight. I think we've got time here. We have a beautiful Dana Bash montage, cut number four.
Dana Bash, you've been to a lot of State of the Union addresses. Do you think that President Biden met the moment?
He certainly met the moment. We're hearing from some Republicans that it was too political. Compared to what? President Biden has entered the March Madness chat. CNN's Coy Wire is here. Coy, good to see you. What do you make of the president's bracket? Turns out even Jack Smith can't resist a $5 footlong. New and exclusive CNN video of the special counsel at Subway.
I've spent time with Doug Emhoff. By the way, side note, I just have to get this in there because I love this. The video that played before his speech, narrated by their son, his ex-wife produced it.
Right. There's a lot for President Biden to tout. Americans don't seem to be giving him the credit. Why is that, and what does he have to do to turn that around?
The former president falsely claimed that the vice president, quote, happened to turn black for political reasons. You are the only black woman right now serving in the U.S. Senate. What do you make of all this?
Three of the sitting justices were appointed by Donald Trump. Should any of the justices recuse themselves?
You were among the Democrats that Vance had previously criticized as being childless cat ladies. What's your response to that? Before I let you go, I want to play video that has resurfaced. It's all over the internet. You already know what I'm going to play. Yeah. 2019, it was you, then an advisor to a then Senator Harris, fending off a right-wing activist who came up to you.
That's Dana Bash. That's just some of her best. You think it's going to be fair? Or I keep saying it's going to be, like it's really going to happen. It's already happened. I'm sorry. I think I am being gaslighted. Most of us, when we hear about one of these interviews, we think it's happening. In this case, it is a pre-produced television show, and there's nothing wrong with that. There are some decent pre-produced television shows that I watch, that you watch. But when we think about the first sit-down interview with the Vice President of the United States, who would like us now to make her the President of the United States, it seems to me that she ought to be able to bring her A game and just sit down and get it done. I've got a lovely note here. It says, oh my gosh, every time I listen to Donald J. Trump address a crowd like he does, I feel proud and inspired that a man like him has sacrificed his personal comfort and peace of mind in order to serve all the citizens of our great nation. Completely agree. I completely agree. Why anyone in Donald Trump's position would say, oh yeah, now I'm going to go and run for president. Oh, if I had his money, if you had his money, would you be running for president? I'd like to think that I'm like good enough a person to do it, but I don't think I am. If I had anywhere close to $1 billion, I would be on my island. I play Mega Millions and Powerball. And if I win $500 million, no, you're not going to know about it. You'll just realize it when they you tune in and I'm not here because I'm not showing up. I will give my 2 weeks notice, but I will do it while sitting on a beach, picking sand out of my belly button with a lovely cocktail served in half a coconut. So why is Donald Trump running for president again? He's the only president whose personal wealth decreased while he was president. You ought to think about that for a second. Everybody else increased their own personal wealth because they saw the presidency as something to be utilized for them. And they went from being worth, oh, I don't know, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million to $80, $90, $100 million. That's the Obama story. That's not bad. Donald Trump worth way more before he was president. So why does he keep doing this? It's his ego. I think there is some ego involved, but I think this is because he has grandchildren. I really do. I think he's looked at those grandchildren and said, yeah, your granddad's done okay. And you're going to be just fine. I hope. I pray. But I got to do my part to make sure I give to you the best country I can. Same reason a lot of us do what we do. I know you're going to want to take a break from everything. We've got Skynyrd at the Beach. Lynyrd Skynyrd is coming to Virginia Beach on September the 7th. Just a couple of moments from now, 5:20-ish, I'm going to give you a chance to win those tickets. 5:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.